You're listening to Pastor Dan from ChristianVitality.com. Get tips daily for weight loss and spiritual and physical health by subscribing to our podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud.com. Now, here's your host, Pastor Dan Matasek.
In this episode, we're going to talk about how to realign with your reasons why to conquer the doldrums in life. So let's get started. Imagine for a moment that you're on an old sailing ship out on the ocean. You hear the gentle creak of the ship from the very small waves that rock back and forth ever so peacefully. The sun is high in the sky and the temperature of the air is perfect. There's just a very gentle breeze across the bow of the ship. Sounds pretty peaceful and relaxing, doesn't it? Well, imagine that you are in the middle of the ocean on your way to America. Halfway across the ocean, you've had these exact same conditions for days, even weeks. Conditions that are not suitable to set the sails due to the lack of the wind, and you are basically stuck. Stuck for days or even weeks, just drifting at the mercy of the ocean. That's what the term doldrums came from. If you look up the term in Wikipedia, it says doldrums are a state of inactivity, mild depression, listlessness, or stagnation. I was hit with a mild case of the doldrums this morning, and for me it was likely best described as a mild depression and a feeling of discontent. We all experience it from time to time. For me, I think it could have been explained from a physical standpoint as a combination of mild physical exhaustion and emotional exhaustion. The two combined together brought me down a little. Also, a mild feeling of discontent combined with the desire to do nothing started to overwhelm me a little this morning. I started to doubt why I'm doing this, writing all this content, creating audios and creating emails and, you know, doing all this stuff. I had lost focus and I kind of lost sight of the goal. I think somewhere through the fog, though, I heard the Holy Spirit say, remember your reason why. So I quickly listed some of the reasons why I was doing this. Hundreds or thousands, maybe even tens of thousands of other brothers and sisters, Christians, will use the knowledge and the biblical wisdom to live a better, more spiritually and physically healthy life. It may even save some of their lives from the misery and unhappiness I experienced. A quest to help cure people of obesity is an admirable quest with God's stamp of approval, I think. Doing so and giving glory to Jesus along the way should be doubly blessed. Over time, I'd like to work on this online business full-time and have it provide a hugely valuable service, which in turn, my customers will pay me a small fee and gladly do so. Another reason, God has blessed me with the knowledge and the wisdom from the Bible, and I owe it to Him to be a blessing to other believers and show them the way. Going through this process myself is moving me personally from a state of obesity to a healthy one and will help me live a healthier, happier life. There's a great saying I heard once, and I actually found a plaque for it that I put up on the blog. It says, he who has a why to live can bear almost any how. So what's your reason why? What's your reason why that you get up every morning and do the things that you do? What's your reason for starting on a weight loss program, or eating better, or taking care of yourself? Did you start a Christian fat loss program because one of these reasons? You know that staying on the path of obesity is a short-lived one and you're tired of struggling through life being overweight? Are you afraid you won't get to see your kids and grandkids grow up if you stay on your current path? Do you have family members that are obese and you've decided that you want a different path for yourself? Are you tired of shopping for clothes in the big girl or big guy section, like I was? Are you tired of feeling embarrassed over your weight at public schools and beaches and gyms? Do you feel that God has called you to live a healthier, happier life without the physical challenges that obesity and an unhealthy lifestyle bring? So I want to challenge you today to take a few minutes, or half an hour if you've got the time, to write down some of your reasons why. They've got to be strong. They are going to have an element of pain or pleasure associated with them, because as humans we're really motivated by only two things, the avoidance of pain or the desire of pleasure. And pain seems to be the leader in this camp. So if you're feeling a bit discouraged or start to sense that you're feeling like you should quit, realign yourself with your reasons why and get motivated again to succeed. Then set your eyes back on the goal. Like it says in Philippians 3:14, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You can apply that, you know, in your spiritual life and in your physical life. If you've set out a goal to eat better, or to exercise more, or read your Bible on a daily basis, those are all admirable goals that will get you further along in your walk with Christ. So take the time today and do that, and have a blessed day.
Thank you for listening. If you found this to be a blessing, please don't forget to comment, like, and share with your friends.